Former President Donald Trump attacked Colorado Republican Senate candidate Joe O'Dea on Monday after O'Dea told CNN that he would actively campaign against Trump in the 2024 presidential race. During his campaign, O'Dea has differentiated himself from Trump's MAGA party. On his social app Truth Social, Trump wrote that O'Dea, this rhino character in the great state of Colorado who is having a good old time saying that he wants to distance himself from President Trump and other slightly nasty things. Rhino refers to Republican in name only. O'Dea responded in a statement saying that President Trump is entitled to his opinion, but I am my own man and I will call it as I see it. The Daily Camera reports that students at a private K-12 Dawson school in Lafayette are ostensibly learning about the dangers faced by Syrian refugees through a simulation program. Dawson geography teacher Craig Angus told the Boulder Daily Camera that the simulation creates experiences similar to what refugees go through to get to a better place to live. The simulation involves sending students through an obstacle course on the private school's climbing structures and giving them pretend currency to bribe border agents. How the course teaches about the aspects of the refugee experience, like forced family separation, navigating the legal system without court-appointed assistance, or prolonged detention without criminal conviction, is unclear. The Rocky Mountain Immigrant Advocacy Network is condemning the death of another detainee held at a for-profit immigration detention facility in Aurora. The Immigration Advocacy Organization identified the deceased man as 39-year-old Melvin Ariel Calero Mendoza, a Nicaraguan asylum seeker who fled his home country due to fear of persecution and death. Doctors at the University of Colorado Hospital in Aurora pronounced Calero Mendoza dead on Thursday. Mendoza had been in the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody for 6 months. Unlike U.S. citizens, a legal permanent resident, detainees within the immigration system do not have a right to a court-appointed counsel or visitations. ICE has not identified the cause of death, but did mention an immigrant judge had denied the man's asylum request earlier this month. The University of Colorado Boulder announced Monday that they would expand their paid parental leave policy. Staff previously qualified after a year of working for the university, but as of October 1st, staff can qualify as soon as they are hired. They have also extended benefits to full and part-time employees, faculty, and specialty staff. Pat O'Rourke, Chief Operating Officer at CU Boulder, said to the Daily Camera that what we recognize is that we had a one-year eligibility period for staff, and that was kind of inequitable because somebody who joined as a faculty member would be eligible for that leave upon hiring, and that staff members were not getting the same eligibility for the benefits. Dozens of Colorado environmental and community groups are urging the phase-out of new oil and gas permits by 2030. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The new campaign, At Fracking Fuels the Flames, is led by the grassroots, volunteer-led coalition, Safe and Healthy Colorado. The new campaign puts the light on the role of oil and gas fracking in fueling the flames of wildfires and other impacts of the climate crisis on our communities. Safe and Healthy Colorado is demanding a just transition and phase-out of new oil and gas fracking permits by 2030 and has launched an open letter calling for a managed economic transition away from oil and gas production with an emphasis on protecting workers and communities. They are urging for stronger climate-related action from Governor Jared Polis on policy issues such as declaring a climate emergency and moving state regulatory agencies to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reduction climate goals are reached. According to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change's most recent assessment from last year, there is high confidence that human-influenced rising temperatures are a direct cause of the extension of the wildfire season, increased drought, and decreased precipitation in the southwest United States. For KGNU, I'm Steve Miller.
The filming of a new thriller begins in Boulder this Friday. KGNU's Sean Killen has more.
Scenes for Elevation are set in the downtown area and at NCAR, and traffic from road closures could affect commuters. The road to NCAR's Mesa Laboratory will be closed from 5 a.m. until 5 p.m. Friday. Access to open spaces and hiking trails, however, will not be affected. Delays are also expected in the downtown area when filming begins there. Deadline.com describes Elevation as a post-apocalyptic thriller and stars Anthony Mackie as the new Captain America. John Taylor of the Boulder Chamber of Commerce told the camera that the movie can give exposure to the beauty and unique characteristics of Boulder to a broader audience. For KGNU, I'm John Kellen.
Another beautiful day here in Boulder. Today, we're going to see a high in the upper 60s today with the low of 40s. Tomorrow will be a little bit warmer in the high and mid 70s. Outside of the Boulder studio today, it is 40 degrees. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.